What's up, this is Chad.
Hey, it's Seamus from Monomyth.
Hi, this is Basha Bulat.
This is Dubmatic.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Jill Barber.
Hey, this is Luke from Born Ruffians.
Hey, this is Sherman Downey.
Hey, this is Chad Van Galen, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emin, Brian Cleveland in studio with you, and we are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We do it every week, and Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
It is a fine service of the National Campus and Community Radio Association. Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every single week at that fine website. Make it your homepage, earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50 there, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. So go check it out, earshot-online.com.
I went away and you changed up everything you say. I don't know. Did you write a new script or something while I was gone?
No, just ad-libbing.
Okay. Well, you did. It's good. It was good.
Improv.
It was good.
Give me a subject. And a place.
Tomatoes and Barcelona.
Hey, look at all these tomatoes in Barcelona. I didn't say I was good.
Oh, that was pretty
good. You only gave me 2 weeks.
It was pretty decent. And if you want to find us online, a few ways to do so, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and @earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to contact us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do it for you in a form of a feature. We'll do an interview, plus we'll play something from your latest release. So please get in contact with us. And as was mentioned just a moment ago, I haven't been here for a couple of weeks. I don't even know what's what. I don't.
Inquiring minds want to know, where in the world has Anthony Inman been?
Well, I was to Toronto. And then some other... Where was I for 3 weeks? I think I just had some conflicting events that took me away from here. In New Brunswick, mostly. But I did, last week, go to Toronto. Had a chance to talk to Stephen Karlik in person. Went and hung out with him.
And yet I still had Diver... Do the radio show.
Yeah, I know.
You guys should have done the radio show there.
From Toronto. From their offices. I call it the Exclaim Tower. It's not a tower. But it's the Exclaim Tower, the conglomerate that is that news publication. So, music news publication. Good stuff. It was really interesting. Had fun in Toronto. But now I'm back, and I'm excited to be back. But it's going to take me a while to get back into the swing of things, I think. Because I don't even know what's happened on the charts. I don't know if we have... Do we have a new number one?
No.
No, it's been the same since I left.
Yeah.
It was waiting for me to get
But
back.
I would say this week is probably the most movement and the most new music than we've had in the charts for about a month. So it should be a really, really good show.
Awesome.
And yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get it underway then. Let's start. We'll kick it off with number 20 and we'll move forward from there.
All right. You're going to hear three new ones to kick us off. We have three debuts this week, three new to the program, one returning after falling down from number 23 the week before. We also have 11 debuts below the top 20. So lots of new stuff coming in there as well. And lots of things dropping off. Legato Vipers go from number 19 to number 23. King Tuff from number 8 all the way down to number 37. Aphex Twin falls off to number 27 for number 20. Rich O'Coin, number 15, down to number 42. And Ty Siegel was number 12 last week and is now not in the top 50 at all. At number 20, up from number 43, we gave it a little bit of a spin last week in the lowdown. We had a little bit extra time. Anthony wasn't here. We got to play some extra music. And we heard from Frazee Ford coming in at number 20 this week, Indian Ocean, and track 3, Golden Trees, you're going to hear. Coming in at number 19, it's Run the Jewels and Run the Jewels 2. Pretty awesome new collaboration record between LP and Killer Mike. Not many tracks that we can play. A little unfriendly to the PG radio program, but that's all right. We have a track called Early featuring Boots, and we can play that one. And I don't know what we're going to do if it stays on the charts for a couple of weeks, because it's too new to have a clean version, so maybe we'll have to make our own.
Yeah.
Anyway, at number 18, debuting in that spot is the new one from Ryan Hemsworth, someone you're probably familiar with if you've been listening to the program. He had a pretty big record last year, and his new one is called Alone for the First Time, and we're going to hear a track called By Myself with the GTW and Little Cloud.
All right, here's your number 20 this week, Frazee Ford and 3 Golden Trees. Stick around, it's the Earshot 20.
Thank you.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 19.
That I'm living, man, I don't control. Every day I'm in a fight for my soul. Could it be that my medicine's the evidence for pigs to stop and frisk me when they rolling around on patrol? And ask why you're here. I just tell them cause it is what it is. I live here and that what it is. He chime, you got a dime. I said, man, I'm trying to smoke and chill. Please don't lock me up in front of my kid and in front of my wife. Man, they ain't got a gun and a knife. You do this and you ruin my life. And I apologize if it seems like I got out of line, sir, cause I respect the badge and the gun. And I pray today ain't the day that you drag me away right in front of my beautiful son. And he still put my hands in, cause put me
in the truck when my woman screams, saying shut up. Witness with the camera phone on, saw the copper pull a gun and put it on my gorgeous queen. As I peered out the window, I could see my other kinfolk and hear my little boys scream. As he ran toward the copper, begged him not to hurt his mama, cause he had her face down on the ground. And I'd be much too weak to ever speak what I've seen, but my life changed with that sound. The life that I live, a man I don't control, cause every day I'm in a fight for my soul. All hands below, high seas in a rickety boat. Smoke old so the kid might cope. You want cash or hope? No class, matter of fact, get both. Go without, get turned to ghosts. You know that's the law. Deal done by the shake of claws. It ain't a game or the shit don't pause. When I find you odd, so convinced in the truth of y'all that the true truth's truly gone. And yes, there's a day. Anytime a man say there's not, then you know that he lost the plot. What can I say? Truth when denied or not, like a truth who's riding the cot. Fair enough, the way that the beat bump do sound tough. I made it in the dark like Civil War surgery. Woke up in the same air you hop early. By 12 o'clock the whole earth felt dirty. Street lamps stare when you walk, watch the birdie. The watch you walk to the store there, record it. Didn't record cop when he shot, no warning. Heard it go pop, might have been 2 blocks. Heard a kid plus pop, watch cop make girl bleed. Go to home, go to sleep, up again early.
Shot 20. Number 18.
You're into you, I'm into me, but into us, enjoying this company by myself. Kisses for the mirror, I'm just loving myself, needing nobody else. No injuries, self-sustaining, my health. For me, the safest love I know by myself. Mentally I'm clearer, loving nobody helps. Solo movie round 12. No, I won't ever let you go. Holding my arms to calm me down. Cup of soup and the cup's round. Self-assured, I ain't selfish now.
She's a boss, she don't like being told what to do. General, switch fast, she controls everything around you. Skip the scene, hate the scene, lady, you can come and worry about me. On your bed all alone, cuddle cafe, DVD, starring me. By myself.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was By Myself with the GTW and Little Cloud by Ryan Hemsworth. His latest Alone for the First Time debuts at number 18. And debuting at number 19 is Run the Jewels from Run the Jewels 2. You heard early featuring Boots. And kicking off the show this week at number 20 was Frazee Ford coming in at that spot after the debut at number 43 last week from the record Indian Ocean. You heard Three Golden Trees, three brand new records into the program, kicking off the show.
And Run the Jewels on the cover of the latest edition of Exclaim magazine. You're going to get to hear from Stephen Carlick coming up in just a little bit. We'll be talking to him. If you're just tuning in, you're wondering what this program is. Well, it's the Earshot 20, counting down the national top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. You should check out the website. Lots of great stuff there. We're going to keep the countdown going now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
All right, we have another new one into the program at number 17, debuting 2 weeks ago in the mid-40s, was Peaking Lights, and rising from at number 22 last week to that spot, number 17, is Cosmic Logic. You're going to hear a track called Tell Me Your Song. And then at number 16, dropping from number 9, is The Roll Alberta Advantage from Mended with Gold. You're going to hear Runners in the Night.
to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
Crippled by desire, suddenly gestalt just colliding in life. I know concentric rings in the bones inside, but surely grown up. I know, oh, the lead ends are ringing, dry your eyes before it's too much. Our thoughts were wicked by design. If we could get home, then we could.
That was Runners of the Night by the Royal Alberta Advantage at number 16, down from number 9. And before that, at number 17, up for number 22, was Peaking Lights from Cosmic Logic. You heard Tell Me Your Song.
It's the Earshot 20, counting down the national top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Thanks for tuning in. I'm back this week. Great to be back after a few weeks off. And last week, I had an opportunity to go to Toronto and talk to my friend Stephen live in person. It was great to talk to you, Stephen, and it's good to have you back on the phone this week, too.
If only the donut shop had been open.
I know. That'll be our little secret for next time. So we've got lots to talk about in terms of music news this week, and we're going to kick things off with a story about Mac DeMarco. He was detained by police during a show.
Yes, here's an odd one. So Mac DeMarco is, of course, known as a merry troublemaker, but last Friday, November 14th, he was in trouble with the law at one of his own shows. The show was at the University of California in Santa Barbara, and according to the Santa Barbara Independent, DeMarco crowd-surfed, and the audience lifted him up to the ceiling beams. When he reached them, he climbed up to the venue's second floor, walked back down the stairs to the stage, where he was detained by police for crowdsurfing at his own show. Lieutenant Mark Signa explained that police didn't realize that DeMarco was the lead singer until they spoke with him outside of the venue, but unfortunately for fans, the show did not carry on after the incident. DeMarco later posted a photo of himself getting detained on Instagram, along with the caption, "Had a good time with the Santa Barbara police last night. Thank you for coming out. Be back soon," etc., etc. DeMarco wasn't the only person at the show who ran afoul of the police. Two other people were arrested. A 22-year-old was taken away for challenging fans and security officers to fight, and a 21-year-old woman was arrested for moshing. But DeMarco himself arrested for crowd surfing at his own show.
At his own show. It's a lesson to be learned. Never climb the rafters in a bar.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, we've got news about Shad as well. Shad is going to be releasing Boarding Pass, a new EP, and has a new track out as well.
Yeah, good news for hip-hop fans in this bit of news and the next one. For now, Shad is putting out a new EP, as you said, produced by DJ T-Lo. It is called Boarding Pass and will be out December 1st. The five-song EP will feature a new track called Hang On, which you can listen to at exclaim.ca if you stop by. According to Shad, quote, "It's pretty straightforward. Given the Hang On sample, I just knew I wanted to do something uplifting that reflected how I feel about these times," said Shad of the new track. The collection finds the duo, quote, "flexing the skills they've been enthusiastically developing over nearly a decade of work together," according to a press release, and it showcases their shared passion for music. There isn't yet a track list for the EP, but they did share another release called Always Winnin' in the summer, which was also a great track. So go online to hear both of those. If you're heading to New York, the pair will be headlining a show on December 4th. Shad will also be at Massey Hall in Toronto on March 27th of next year.
And you can find that on exclaim.ca under the news section, and we'll keep with the hip-hop news. Some updates for Joey Badass as well.
Yeah, so hip-hop fans have been waiting quite a long time for Joey Badass to finally set a release date for his self-titled album, Badass, which will be his debut LP. Finally, he has shared both cover art and, like I said, a release date for the album. Various retail listings have surfaced online, including over at Amazon, where they said that the much-anticipated album will arrive early next year on both CD and vinyl. You can see online an image which serves as the cover art, offers a silhouette of Badass's head, along with a cool color gradient that spans from green to blue. The album is listed with a release date of January 20th, and while rap albums in particular are known to have fluctuating release dates, that looks to be the official release date for now. So we're feeling good about that. We recently spoke with the artist earlier this year, and he was very quick to dismiss expectations. He said, "It's not about expectations being high or being low. It's about expectations being there, period. I don't like expectations. They ruin everything. When it comes, whether you love it or not." So hopefully it comes on January 20th.
Well, people will be looking forward to it. Although I have to say, I don't know what this guy looks like, but I'm not feeling a badassness from the cover, but perhaps the tracks will be badass.
Well, he's got a real 90s hip-hop love going on, so I feel like there's something going on there with the cover. I saw him this summer in Quebec City. He was incredible, so much to look forward to.
All right, sounds good. We'll be back in the second hour of the program with Steven, so we'll get you to hang around, and we're going to get back to the charts now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Elliot Brood at number 15, down from number 10 from the album Work and Love. You're going to hear a track called Mission Bell. Coming up after that is Striped Light by Absolutely Free, their self-titled debut records, back into the program after dropping from number 23 this week at number 14.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
From their self-titled debut, that was Absolutely Free. They're back into the show at number 14. They're at number 23 last week, and you heard Striped Light. And before that, you heard it from Elliot Brood with Mission Bell. Their latest is called Work and Love. It's at number 15, down from 10.
I'm Anthony Emin, Brian Cleveland, also in studio. We are counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. If you've ever wondered what's below the top 20, well, you can always go check it out at that website. But in the second hour of the program, coming up in the next little bit, you'll hear from Brian. He'll let you know what is debuting below the top 20. And we always do that to give you kind of a taste of what's entering the charts. And this time of year, it's typical to see a little bit of new stuff, but also, as Stephen was talking about in the first hour of the program, and he'll be talking about in the second hour of the program, there's some new releases coming out, because it's quite popular to hear about releases that will be coming out early January and February. And I assume they do that to meet the, for some, they do it to meet the music prize deadlines that are out there. So lots to look forward to with all that and all the new music that's on the charts. Check it out, earshot-online.com. Three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Another new one and a debut at number 13 is Ariel Pink. You're going to hear from Pom Pom, a track called Dinosaur Care Bears.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12. Shot 20. Number 11.
Where you
It's the Earshot 20.
And we close out the first hour with our final new record in the program. All kinds of new stuff in that first hour. At number 11, up from 33, it's Stars from their latest No One Is Lost and a track called Are You Okay? You also heard Destination by Tops there. Number 12, up from 17, from Picture You Staring. And our last debut is at number 13. It was Ariel Pink and his latest record, Pom Pom, for 4AD with a track called Dinosaur Care Bears.
If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20, counting down the national top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Edmond, Brian Cleveland, also in studio. We do this countdown every week, and it is the Earshot 20. Broadcast and record from local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and sent out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing this program. You may also be hearing us if you download the program from radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And you can podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, thanks very much for tuning in, and stick around, because in the next hour of the program, we have your top 10, Steven's back, Brian has a lowdown, much, much more. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.